Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, April the 3rd, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at the show for today. Well, I start off by talking about frugality in the American context. As you all know, the word tightwad is not a term of endearment, but obviously clipping coupons and shopping for the cheapest airline seats is viewed as admirable and prudent fiscal prudence. But we are now entering a new era of forced frugality, so I'm going to have a quick discussion about that. Then I'm going to talk about what happens when these massive declines in state, county, and local tax revenues are already baked in as sales and payroll taxes drop. So we're going to have some facts and figures to look at, especially focusing on California. Then a few what I call depressing statistics. The US initial jobless claims have jumped to a mind-boggling 3.3 million from just 211,000, and that was 2 weeks ago. So we have a crisis which is worse than 2008, so we're going to study that for a while. And then bailouts for everybody. There's virtually nothing left of honest capitalism in America. You know, we have reckless, unspeakable greed that's been fostered by decades of monetary central planning. There are simply no rules left. So we really need to drill down on that one for a while. Then I'm going to talk about how Trump failed. You know, basically a comparison between how South Korea and the US treated the onset of the virus. It's really quite interesting, actually. Then this idea of obtaining good information. As you all know, obtaining good and accurate information and economic news is a huge challenge. The information flowing from the media or a particular analyst is often so corrupted by bias or agendas, it really can't be trusted. So I'm going to talk in some detail about that. Then we'll finish the show with talking about how this bailout is unprecedented. as I say, breathtaking in its scope. And of course, the taxpayer is on the hook for all of it, so that has to be addressed. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you individually upon request 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring everyone vital and important information that will help you all make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. Anyway, please feel free to select any 3 of the free shows from the archives at Podbean, but I highly recommend that if you don't have a particular preference, choose the latest 3 shows, because a lot of them deal with, in fact, most of them deal with ongoing items of interest on a daily basis, which you will be familiar with, and that'll help you see how I treat them and talk about them. So let me just finish with my information, starting with my email, which is on the Podbean page at the top, on my Podbean page. But if you wish to write it down, this is how it goes. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now that's my initials, RWL, and the number 1 with my name in the middle. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook deals with matters which are a little bit short for inclusion in the main show, but things I think you should know about anyway. And my Twitter page is one-liners, the quick, smarmy comments that people have come to expect when they go to my Twitter page. So here are the addresses. The Facebook page, www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter page is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. RM, my initials, RM Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All right. So there you have it. That's all from me today. I will be back on Monday with another synopsis. So until then, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. Take care and bye-bye for now.